And now next up on our teleconference is Northwestern senior quarterback Clayton Thorson. One of the Wildcats' leaders, Thorson has thrown for nearly 2,700 yards in a senior season in leading Northwestern to the Big Ten championship game for the first time. Clayton, thanks for joining us this afternoon. If you could, give us some quick opening comments on playing in the Big Ten championship game, and then we'll open it up for call. Open up the call for media questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Obviously, through 12 games, we've won the West Division, and so we're obviously real excited to be in the Big Ten championship game for the first time, especially with this group of guys. We've worked so hard after starting out 1-3, winning a lot of games recently and getting in here. We're excited to play a really good Ohio State team, a team that we saw last weekend beat a really good Michigan team, and so we got a lot of respect for them. But we're excited for the game on Saturday and excited to be in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Clayton. And let's open it up for the media questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Clayton. What are your memories of the 2016 game against Ohio State? You guys obviously took them to the limit then.
Yeah, obviously. We took them pretty close to the edge there, and we couldn't finish the job. I remember it was third and goal, and we didn't convert, and so we ended up taking a field goal late in the game to make it 24-20. But, that was a really good team back then that we were playing against, and we felt like we had a chance there to win. So we're disappointed with that loss, but that gave us confidence moving forward just because how good they were at that time.
And I don't know how much you've studied Ohio State yet. You did get a jump start because of you knew who you were playing. You knew you were going to be here. What are your impressions of Ohio State's defense, especially their pass defense?
Yeah, they're very talented all around, from linebackers, D-line, and those DBs are pretty good. I think it starts up front with their D-line. Their DNs do a good job getting upfield, and those D-linemen get pressure as well. The linebackers are solid all the way through, and those DBs make a lot of good plays on the ball. You see the ball in the air, and those guys are hitting it out of guys' hands. They got a lot of speed back there as well, so we got a lot of respect for this defense, and we know what they're capable of.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Edward Ashcoff, ESPN.
Yeah, Clayton, staying with Ohio State's defense, when you look at film, though, what do you see that you think is an advantage for you guys on offense against that unit?
I think as we go throughout the week, we always continue to find advantages versus different teams. But this team is pretty talented, this Ohio State defense. And so, I think we just got to play our game and kind of see how the game, as the game gets going, where we can continue to attack them. Because like we said before, there's not a whole lot of holes in their defense. Kind of all the way through, they're pretty consistently talented players and they do their jobs well. So we'll diagnose those things and we'll figure it out.
Statistically, they haven't had the year that they wanted on defense. When you've looked at film, what hasn't worked at times for them? Why do you think they have struggled?
I'm not really sure. I think we've seen a lot of different things from them. But what we have seen is when they really turn it on and are in tight situations, I think they make the plays they need to. That's why they're 11-1. Because they make plays down the stretch. So we see the talent they have, and we know when they need to. We've seen them make those plays time and time again. And so even us seeing on film is a little surprising at times to see some teams put up some points on them. But because we know how much talent they have on that side of the ball. So we got a lot of respect for them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Hi, Clayton. You guys, having clinched the Big Ten West a couple weeks ago, Pat Fitzgerald was saying that he was preparing for Ohio State, or preparing for this game, rather, for the past couple weeks. Did you watch any film of Ohio State before this week, and were you kind of able to start preparing for this game early because you had clinched the Big Ten West title?
No, I have not watched any Ohio State film until Saturday night. So we were preparing for Minnesota and Illinois.
what's this like for you to be in this situation and be able to play in this game? You know, being a four-year starter, what's kind of his journey been like for you to go across these 4 years and finally get to the Big Ten championship game now?
Yeah, it's been a great journey. And, you know, I just think about all the different guys I've played with. And so many of the guys who can't be here with us going into Indianapolis, guys who have graduated and are in the NFL now. It's been a great journey. You know, I would have loved to get to this point a couple of years earlier, but we're here now. And so it's been a great journey. And, you know, this is a great way to finish it off.
Thanks, Clayton.
Yep, thank you.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Clayton. I was just wondering if you had to describe Coach Fitzgerald's approach and why you guys, you know, obviously y'all have some challenges sometimes from a recruiting standpoint, yet y'all put quality teams on the field, and this year, of course, you won the Big Ten West. But what is it about Coach Fitzgerald's approach that allows you guys to, for want of another, you know, term, reach your maximum?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great question. You know, I think Coach Fitzgerald recruits guys who he believes are really good players. You know, it's not always what the recruiting sites say that forces him to offer in a guy. I think he recruits guys who fit Northwestern and guys who he knows will want to come out and play and give their all for him and for the guys on this team. And so I think because he went to Northwestern and was a player, also went to school here, obviously, I think that also helps a lot because he can relate to us. And he knows what it's like to go here and to play here and to be successful, which is what the most important thing is. And he was very successful here. And so I think that resonates with us, and that allows us to play, you know, to our best for him and for these guys around us.
And the other thing, you know, you guys pass as much as you run, you know what I mean? It's not like y'all are sitting there in a cubbyhole waiting for the fourth quarter. how would you describe y'all's offense to this point? Because I think your maximum points this year, I think, have been 34 a couple of times. I may be wrong, but how would you describe y'all's approach offensively?
Yeah, you know, I think early on, you know, we came out and we were like, all right, we're going to be balanced offense. And, you know, and we were, especially with Jeremy back there. And then when he had to medically retire, I think we leaned more on the pass game there for a few games. I think we had maybe 40 yards rushing over the course of two games. And then when Isaiah Bowser started to really step up, you know, I think we became more balanced. And so I would say we're pretty balanced. You know, we're a run and a pass offense, and I think we can really spread out a defense and diagnose it well. And, you know, I think our coaches do a great job getting us in good positions, but I think our run game has really excelled in the past few weeks, and our pass game has just been really efficient as well.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Evan Allen, USA Today.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you another question about Coach Fitzgerald. Like, what is how would you describe him as a coach, and how much does his personality sort of play in how the way you guys play?
Yeah, he's a really energetic coach, and I think that feeds over to us. As you see our team playing with a lot of energy, our sidelines got a lot of energy. You know, he really stresses that as well. You know, he stresses we got to play hard for each other. And I think that really carries over. And just the fact that he played here and he knows what it's like to be here, I think that that helps us as well, and it allows us to buy into what he's saying.
And what's his message? What has been his message thus far in the early going this week about this game?
Mm-hmm. You know, he just told us this morning to do what we do. You know, there's the reason we've won games is because we are who we are, and we go out and execute our game plan. You know, he's saying you don't have to do anything extraordinary. Be yourself and go play your game. And so that's what we got to do. You know, obviously a very, very talented Ohio State team, and we got to play well in order to come out victorious.
Thank you.
And your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Ms. Clayton, when you were 1-3 and having lost to Akron, how did you guys kind of hold it together, and how did you regroup as a team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kind of came together. We held a few players-only meetings, you know, because we weren't satisfied. We knew that that's not our style of play. You know, we're a much better team than our record showed. And so I think credit to the guys in our locker room. We stayed together, and we weren't pointing fingers. We were going out there and executing for each other, and we knew we had the talent to do it. We just had to go do it, you know. And I think there's definitely a point where you got to sit back and go, okay, what's going on here? And we had to regroup there when we started out 1-3, and we did, and we came back together. And unfortunately, that's something that we've had to do these past few years is, you know, we've had some rough starts. So, you know, I think it just came down to guys making that decision and really playing for each other.
And for you to get to the championship game after that start, how satisfying is that?
Yeah, I think it's very satisfying. You know, I think the most satisfying thing would be to win the championship game. You know, we're not just happy just to be here. You know, we want to go out there and win it.
Right. All right. Thank you, Clayton.
Thank you.
Clayton, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.